Let's get into Joe's need to know news. This is something, it makes my stomach just go, seeing it. You ever been on a cruise ship?
I've always wanted to, but I never have.
Okay. I have, like, multiple times.
Do you know how far up you were staying?
Like, you know, pretty different far levels? Up, like 12, and then I think like 7.
Okay, then you know if you were on 12, how high up. Because the story's high, Alex, on these big cruise ships.
Yeah.
A 27-year-old guy from Vancouver, Washington, posted a video on his Instagram showing him jumping off the 11th floor deck of a docked Royal Caribbean cruise ship into the water.
Maniac. Whoa.
11 stories. 11 stories.
Did he die?
Close to it. Listen to what happened. He said, when they asked, well, why'd you do it? He said, you know, I was still drunk from the night before, and I woke up, I'm like, I'm going to jump. See, he climbs right up there. It's like a 3 or 4 foot little guardrail, and he jumps right off. He survived the plunge, but he was so badly hurt, like his tailbone and neck from the splash from the water, he couldn't walk for 3 days.
Dude. That's insane. When I'm still drunk from the night before, I just eat crappy food.
Yeah, that's a way better choice, Liv. He's been kicked off the cruise, and him and all of his friends that were on there, never allowed to, travel with them again.
Yeah, so. That's a good plan.
But seeing the video, Alex, he hits, you're like, he's dead.
For sure. That's what I would think. I mean, that's
scary. You could break your neck from like a story to it, just depending on how you land.
Ugh.
It's lucky he didn't drown. I brought up a question earlier about emotional support animals, because I really think there is something with that. But I think it kind of does, like you said, get out of hand. What do you think about this? And think about maybe senior citizens and your grandparents, if this would be a good thing for them. A Pennsylvania man is bringing his emotional support alligator named Wally to residents of an assisted living home.
No.
Wally the alligator. Wally's owner said he rescued the gator about 3 years ago from Florida. He now uses the gator as an emotional support animal. Wally has never bitten anyone, he claims, and loves having the top of his head rubbed.
Okay. Yeah, he's never bitten anyone until he does.
He said he's very similar to a dog. He follows him around the house.
Honestly, this is so stupid to me. Like, I have watched so many of those shows on Animal Planet and stuff where people give their real life tales and tell their stories about how, oh, I got this, you know, pet tiger, this pet monkey. He ended up eating my husband or whatever. Like, he never had, you
know, ripped my face off.
Yeah, he had never done anything before. And then one day he just snapped. Like, these are animals. It's their natural instinct to
do
that.
Even a dog or cat can bite you really bad. Even a dog or cat.
I want to be friends with Wally.
Ugh, that is
so scary. I feel
like
Wally is going to eat grandma. Gosh, so there's that. Hey, ever have a problem where you just cannot sleep at night? I've been there before. I'm like, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. What do you guys do? I assume, Alex, you just pop like an Ambien.
Yep.
Liv, what do you do if you can't sleep?
I try to pray, or if that doesn't work, I just go off on a crazy tangent in my mind that, like, I'm in the White House or something.
Okay, well, crazier things have happened. Well, if you can't sleep, maybe you can build a snowman.
Do you want to build a snowman?
A University of Omaha student couldn't sleep, so he went outside in the middle of the night and built 84 snowmen.
Whoa!
Which he called his love army. I hope he didn't do anything love-wise to them. But for about 9 hours, he rolled snow, building each snowman in the dark until he quit from exhaustion. The sculptures are colored yellow, red, and blue, just like with food coloring. And 2 days later... Well, yeah, I don't know if that was food coloring. I take it back.
Maybe that he was out there for 9 hours.
Yeah, you got to do something. He was out of the park the next day coloring it, and he thinks, you know, he's going to add some lights to him. But it's kind of crazy. There's a photo. There's like, holy crap, it's a field of snowmen.
That's called Adderall and coffee.
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
He must have.
Absolutely. He was taking a study break, was hyped up on Adderall. Guys, Adderall is a real drug. It's scary.
How did he not freeze to death for 9 hours straight out in the snow, you know?
No, you bring up a good question. He must have been bundled up really well, but I bet his face still got a little frosty.
I've heard you sweat a lot with Adderall, so.
I think Liv's probably onto something with that.
Yeah, I would say so. Side note, even though I'm on a diet, I still like to share good food with everybody. Taco Bell's Nacho Fries, they're coming back next Thursday, so mark your calendar for that. And drinking. Who doesn't like to do it? Would you want to get drunk and not get in trouble with the cops? I would.
Of course.
That's my biggest fear. Not even necessarily getting a DUI, but just getting a public intox. I'm like, oh God, this company will fire me instantly. Well, if you go to Pennsylvania, I believe it's Kutztown, Pennsylvania, the police department is looking for 3 volunteers to help train officers in doing sobriety tests this April. Now, here's what you got to do to be a volunteer. You got to be between ages 25 and 40, so live your out.
Oh, dang it.
You got to be in good health. I'm out. Have no criminal history for drug or alcohol abuse. Alex, you're still there. Clean criminal history, you're still there. Be willing to drink hard liquor. Alex, ew. Will you drink hard liquor?
No, I'm out now.
Okay.
If they say, you can drink as many wine coolers as you want, then I'm in.
And you have to have a designated person available to get you home and take care of you after the training. They don't want to clean up your puke. And the alcohol will be provided.
Wow, that is really cool.
I honestly, if there's anybody here in the police department or sheriff's office or anywhere, I can't talk about the whole show, but I know I would love to volunteer for this if you want to do something locally, because drinking and driving's bad, and I think we need to prove a point about how little alcohol can get you drunk.
I think they need to lower it to 24 so I can do it. I would be a perfect person to do, because I don't get aggressive when I'm drunk. I'm just like...
I wonder why it has to be starting at 25, because you can drink at 21.
I don't know. Maybe they want somebody that they assume has a good tolerance built up.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
well, I'm out.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.